Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. So today we have another cooking 101 recipe, and I'm going to cook pinto beans with a ham hock in my pressure cooker. And I have the Power Pressure Cooker XL. Here is a couple of products that I'm going to use to cook my pinto beans with my ham hock. Of course, I have a frozen ham hock here. I got a bag of pinto beans. I already have some beans soaking in water. It didn't soak overnight because I didn't even think I was going to cook pinto beans today, but I had a craving for some. So I just been soaking them for about an hour. You do want to rinse your beans because sometimes there's rocks in the beans. So you want to separate the good beans from the bad beans, and that's what I did. So I have the pinto beans. Right here I have a half a bell pepper, 3 cloves of garlic, a whole small white onion, 2 bay leaves, and 3 red chilies. I have 4 cups of water right there. Black pepper, seasoned salt, garlic salt, ground cumin, beef bouillon cubes, and I have 2 of those right there. I have some chili powder. I'm only going to use a little bit of chili powder because I do not want it to taste like chili. I want it to taste like beans. Some crushed red pepper flakes and some onion powder. So first we're going to put the ham hock inside of the pressure cooker, and that's what we're going to cook first before we put the beans in the pressure cooker with the ham hock. So stay tuned. Okay, so before I started to film, I pressed the chicken and meat button and then the cook time selector, and I put it on an hour because that's how long I'm going to cook the ham hock, because I want it to be a little soft so the meat could incorporate throughout the beans and won't just be a complete ham hock. So once you start the pressure cooker, it gets hot, so you can actually sear meat inside the pressure cooker. So I'm gonna put this much butter in here, and I'm gonna saute the bell peppers and onions just a little bit, but not a whole lot, until they're translucent. Okay, so I'm gonna add the onion, the bell pepper, and the garlic. I'm gonna add the bay leaf and the red chili peppers once I put in the beans. So right now I'm just doing the onions and the bell pepper and the garlic. And I'm gonna stir that around. And once I find my favorite stir, okay, so now I'm going to put the frozen ham hock in the center. And that's why I put it on an hour, because it is frozen. Now right here, this is my 2 cubes of chicken bouillon. I soaked it in some water because it was kind of hard. So I'm going to pour that in there. Then I'm going to add 4 cups of water. And so right now I'm just going to season it with the onion powder. The ground cumin, some chili powder, okay, so now I'm going to put the top on the pressure cooker. And turn the little knob right here to the little circle with the dot. And then once the ham hock gets tenderized, then that's when we're gonna add the beans. You guys, so I took the top off of the pressure cooker and the ham hock is semi-tender. It's gonna cook a little bit more in the beans, so I'm gonna go ahead and start adding my beans and my seasonings, and then put the lid back on, and then I'm going to press the beans and lentils button on the pressure cooker. Okay, so now I'm adding my beans. And this is about a pound and a half of beans, which is like a small bag and a half. Okay, so I'm gonna stir it around. Okay, now I'm gonna add my bay leaf and my three red peppers. Two bay leaves. My red peppers. Okay, so now I'm gonna add some more seasonings. I'm gonna add a little bit of red pepper flakes. Some garlic salt, seasoning salt, and pepper. And a little bit of water, a little more. Okay, stir it up. Add the rest of my water that's in this cup. Okay, so now I'm going to put the top back on the crock pot, lock it, and press my beans and lentils button, and then we will be right back. Okay, guys, so the beans are done. They cooked for 45 minutes in the pressure cooker. They are tender, creamy, buttery. As you can see, the ham hock, it just shredded on its own. So it is incorporated throughout all of the beans. As you can see, the skin. You can see chunks of meat. Okay, so now I'm about to go ahead and get my grub on, you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to please rate, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to thumbs up this video. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.